This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Gas prices are falling.
AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gas has fallen to $3.99, and the shopping app Gas Buddy cited an average of $3.98. That's down more than a dollar from mid-June, and the first time it's gone below $4 in 5 months. Motorists in some western states are still paying more. Oil prices have dropped on concerns about slowing economic growth around the world, and the U.S. benchmark for crude oil recently dipped close to $90 a barrel. Jennifer King, Washington.
Billboards in Russia are encouraging men to join the military as reports surface that hundreds of soldiers are refusing to fight in Ukraine and they're trying to leave the military. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
As Russia continues to suffer losses in its invasion, now nearing its 6th month, the Kremlin has refused to announce a full-blown mobilization, a move that could be very unpopular for President Vladimir Putin. Instead, there's been a covert recruitment effort that includes using prisoners to make up the manpower shortage.
Republicans are defending former President Trump after the FBI searched his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Even longtime Trump critics like Maryland Governor Larry Hogan are pressing for details about the circumstances of the search. FBI Director Christopher Wray has a message for those who are threatening violence against law enforcement.
Violence against law enforcement is not the answer, no matter what anybody's upset about or who they're upset with.
He was heard there on WOWT-TV. China is again threatening to attack Taiwan following almost a week of war games near the island. Taiwan launched its own military exercises. Health officials in Africa say it still does not have a single dose of the monkeypox vaccine, but they say very advanced discussions are underway. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on Walgreens losing day in court.
A federal judge has ruled that Walgreens can be held responsible for contributing to San Francisco's opioid crisis for over-dispensing opioids for years without proper oversight and failing to identify and report suspicious orders, which is required by law. The city of San Francisco says the pharmacy chain continually violated what they were required to do under the Federal Controlled Substances Act by failing to track opioid prescriptions and failed to see the many red flags of physicians and others who were dramatically overprescribing. A U.S. district judge has ruled that for 15 years, Walgreens dispensed hundreds of thousands of pills, eventually contributing to the city's hospitals being overwhelmed with opioid patients. Walgreens said it will appeal the ruling, which it said was not supported by facts and law. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow was up 535 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.